You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mill is looking to get back on the green train. Stay off that red train. God, dog, I'm looking at it. My God. 1-for-5 on Monday, 1-for-6 on Tuesday, 1-for-6 on Wednesday. Good. Hell.
Makes you want to vomit, doesn't it?
I must have canceled the segment on Thursday.
I just threw up in my mouth hearing you read it back.
4-for-5 Thursday, so that's all right. We'll get D-Mill's best bets. This is the week to jump on the train with him now. I'll make you some cash. Coming up. But after we get done here, Texans All Access will be live at 6 o'clock. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will talk about the newest running back. And the newest member of the Houston Texans, Nick Chubb, what he's bringing for this Texans offense. And I'm certain we'll hear about a little bit of this from Area 45. Sean Pajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago coming up as the best sports show at night in all of Houston. So stay tuned and listen for that. They'll come to you as soon as Texans All Access ends. And as we said here in a little bit, we'll do best bets. All right, if you missed it, this is the particulars with Nick Chubb. He has now passed his physical, according to Ian Rappaport, and has now officially signed with the Houston Texans, a source says. The former Browns Pro Bowler agreed to terms over the weekend and is getting a one-year, $2.5 million deal that could get up to $5 million with incentives. Clint, so if you're just jumping in your car, and you're here and you haven't heard the particulars, that's it. It's a 1 year, $2.5 million deal. $5 million is what it can get up to. And I know, Clint, you've said you like the deal. Most people are really excited about the deal. My thing is, what is
only at True North stores? New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Does this mean for the Texans' current starter, Joe Mixon? And when I say what does this mean for Joe Mixon, is this a deal of Joe's like, yes, yeah, baby, I got a little help. And I got somebody who can keep me fresh. Or is this a deal of, yes, we got 1A, 1B, 1A, 1A. Or potentially, hey, we'll just see who's better and Joe Mixon could be the change of pace. Joe Mixon could be the 1B, could be the 2 in this thing. What does this mean for who we thought was their starter and their Pro Bowler last year, Joe Mixon?
Well, there's so many layers to it, right? I don't know Joe Mixon personally, but I would think that there would have been a conversation that was had about kind of how we're going to work this thing.
I would think so. They respect Joe Mixon a lot.
Well, Joe and Nick. I mean, they're both veterans that are longer in the tooth, that have certain expectations that, and I'm not saying that you clear anything with either one of them more so than just communicate. And I am curious to know your question. What does that mean for Joe Mixon? I look at these two guys and from a fan's perspective, best case scenario for me as a Texans fan is obviously you get a really, really healthy, really, really good version of Nick Chubb. And look, if I'm an offensive coordinator and I've got both of these guys, right, I would be more willing to start and run Nick Chubb downhill between the tackles and then allow Joe Mixon to be my change of pace, my third down back, my guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, my guy that can run some routes as a running back kind of thing. And be more, it wouldn't be a thunder lightning situation more so than just a, kind of a change of pace. I do think he has a serious skill set that we haven't seen in Houston. We definitely haven't seen the best of it in Houston. So if I had to pin, you know, best case scenario, again, as a fan, not necessarily for Joe, but as a fan, how do you see this thing working out would be Joe to be a little bit more, even though he's a punisher and he's a finisher, a guy that is used a little bit less in, let's say, your short yardage or your goal line situation, and he would be available. Last year, remember, Larry called in earlier, whether it was depth or what, like last year, Dari Agunbowale was on the field in critical situations in multiple games as a third down back, right? Now, if you just look at it from sheer like ability to pass protect, size, the ability to step up and punch a linebacker in the chin and keep him off of C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon's got a lot better chance of that than a smaller back, right? We've seen Joe Mixon in the screen game, and we saw him briefly in the pass game last year be good in those moments, keeping him fresh late in games. I think that is the best case scenario for the Houston Texans. Now, how does that sit well? How does that sit with Joe? Yeah. Splitting carries. How do they see it working out? I don't know if it's as detailed as that, and it's probably more of, hey, we just got two really good backs, and it doesn't matter who's in the game. We trust them. They can pass protect. They can run it inside. They can run it outside. They can run G schemes. They can run outside zone, inside zone. They can do it all. I don't know how detailed they're going to get, but they've definitely got options.
Yeah, listen, both of them. What, Nick's 29. And he'll be 30 in late December, and Joe Mixon's going to be 29 in the middle of camp. All right, so these are two players that are pushing the 30 thing, and so the hope is the thought of can we find a way to make these guys both major parts of the offense in the run game, and split those things. That to me seems ideal. I just got a hard time believing. You know, Nick Chubb, this is like his that Nick Chubb is coming in to do the Damian Pierce role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's Even
I'm little talking about to even, no action unless Joe like, Mixon's hurt.
Yeah, even at his best, in his best moments of four or five carries.
Well, that's not. I mean, the Texans don't want that
because he could have gone somewhere better. Than that.
This is a move to improve the offense. And the thing here for Nick Caley is sure they're two different skill sets. We'll see how they use them. I don't know. I'm spitting in the wind, to be honest with you. Like I think Nick Chubb would be a better downhill first down back, and I think Joe Mixon would be a little bit better in your pass protection and your spread or more spread offense. So I don't know how they use them, but the reality of it is you got two really good backs, right? How do you use those guys to benefit the team? How do you use those guys to have a fresher back available in the fourth quarter? Whether you're having to throw the football and come from behind, or you're having to run the football and execute some level of a 4-minute offense. Like either way, you got to have a fresh back. And we talked about it earlier. Like I think a big reason why we didn't see Joe Mixon late in games and in 2-minute situations type stuff is because they were having to use him so much in first down, second down, and throughout a normal run of a game that the load of knowing and studying and being up on week in, week out of the 2-minute offense was too much of a load. So you take a little bit off by allowing somebody else to do it, and they can trust Ari Gumbawale to do it. If that somebody else is now Nick Chubb or that somebody else is now Joe Mixon, you're on to something there.
Yeah. All right, that's the latest. I'm sure you'll hear this continued coming up behind us with Texans All Access and Area 45. The big news, Nick Chubb, 1 year, $2.5 million, can get up to $5 million, is the newest Houston Texan. Let's make a little money tonight. T-Mills Best Bet, what you got for the people?
That's right. Only sports. The sports, man, not a whole lot going on, but plenty of baseball. So I got 5 MLB bets for you on a Monday. And I feel good about these. We're going to get off to a strong start. Fill it down in my plums. No Astros tonight. They are going to get back in action tomorrow at Daikin Park, welcoming the White Sox into town. But here are your 5 MLB bets for Monday night. 2 Red Sox bets to kick this thing off. First time on the Red Sox, not only to be winning after 5 innings, that first 5 money line at minus 105, but I'm also on the Red Sox minus 1 run at plus 125 in this game as they host the Rays this evening up in Boston. Next, I got the Brewers plus a run and a half at good odds, minus 135 as they host the Braves this evening. And a couple of unders to finish this thing off. Again, if you miss anything I say, you want to see if you want to tell any of these bets, go to the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. I have it posted there. First under at Blue Jays. Blue Jays at Cardinals under 8.5 runs in that ballgame. And then a bigger number for this under, Mariners at Diamondbacks. Under 9.5 in that baseball game this evening. Those are your 5 best bets. Do you like or hate any of those, Clinton Ryan?
I do like the Mariners deep Diamondbacks 9.5, under 9.5. Those are, especially the Mariners, 2 really good pitching teams. The Red Sox, that game is the one everybody's watching tonight, is the number one prospect in baseball. Is it Roman Anthony is going to play and hit. He hit a ball almost 500 feet.
495. Wow.
97. Don't
short. Is it 97? Yeah, I'm sorry. 97. Sorry about that, bro.
I almost rounded him right on up to 5. So he goes tonight. So that would be fun. But I do that Blue Jays Cardinals. I don't know, boy. I don't know. Some of those offenses can get going there. But yeah, I like the Red Sox bets, and I like the 9.5, that under.
I think I'll jump on that Red Sox first 5 money line with you.
All right.
I think I'll jump on that with you, bud. Thanks.
You want a Benjamin on that one?
Always. You know it.
Let's get this money. I'm feeling a 5-for-5 start to the week.
Well, and I'll pass.
Come on, man.
Do your thing.
You sure?
Yep.
Come on, man. Ride with us.
I thought about it, too. I did. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. Good to be back. We'll be back tomorrow. OTAs, will CJ be throwing in? Will we see Nick Chubb live? The newest Texan, Nick Chubb. You'll hear about more of that coming up behind us, Texans All Access. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. The charges, damn. Hey, you know they.
The guy is drunk.
Hey, you know they try to get you. Hey, man, I didn't know the prices on stuff over there was what it was.
Were they expensive?
So we tried to be smart about it.
Aruba, by the way,
we went to Aruba, by the way, and we will get to our guy. potentially the next Texan, Nick Chubb. Please don't be nasty with that man's last name, guys.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
And the potential of getting this news on a Monday, let me tell you.
A nasty-ass joke.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.